amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 22nd episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. Today, I'm sitting down with someone who knows that feeling well. A middle school bass clarinet player navigating competitions, auditions, recitals, and all the emotions that come with trying to succeed in something you care deeply about. So we're going to start with introducing the guest. What grade are you in and what instrument do you play?
My name's Unvi and I'm a rising 8th grader and I play the bass clarinet and the clarinet.
Oh, that's amazing. How did you get started with the bass clarinet? Was it your first instrument?
My first instrument was the clarinet, and I got started with the bass clarinet because of band. So I auditioned for my middle school band, and they didn't have any more spots for clarinet, so I got started with the bass clarinet.
Oh, so what made you stick with it? Was there a moment you really fell in love with music?
I feel like what made me stick with bass clarinet and clarinet in general was just like the sound that came with it. And there was a moment where I really fell in love with music, which was like when my private tutor and my band director introduced me to more like complicated pieces.
That's great. So what does playing the bass clarinet really feel like for you in your everyday life?
Playing the bass clarinet for me feels like I'm speaking through a different language, because through music you can express yourself and explain yourself without needing to talk to anyone or be judged.
That sounds great. So now let's go into the stress and unspoken rules of being in a school band. Especially with being in a school band that's really big, what would you say the vibe of your band is? More chill, or is it a little bit competitive?
I would say that it's more competitive being in a middle school band with a large amount of students, about 100 or even more. I would feel that it's competitive because of the concept of chair placements and like auditions and grading.
Oh, well, have you ever felt pressure to prove yourself as a musician because of this?
I've never felt the pressure to prove myself, except for times in performances where I messed up or where I stumbled on a note.
Oh, so how does it feel though when maybe some people don't even know what a bass clarinet is?
It's a common thing, because even before I started playing my clarinet, I didn't know what a bass clarinet was, so I feel like it's normal.
Yeah, thanks for that honesty. So was there pressure to switch to a mainstream instrument, or are you proud of your unique sound with the bass clarinet?
I mean, seeing as I'm already playing the clarinet and bass clarinet, I would say the clarinet is pretty much of a mainstream instrument, but if I didn't play the clarinet, I would say that I'm really proud of being able to play such a unique instrument.
That sounds amazing. So what is it like almost being in the lower voice of the band with an instrument that produces such a low sound? Does it affect how you're noticed or heard in your band?
I feel like having such a low voice in my band really supports the sound that we produce, because there was a day when all the lows were asked to sit out to just practice a piece, and it sounded really different without us.
Oh, so now a more general question. I know a lot of people have stereotypes about band kids, but what do you think people misunderstand about them?
I feel like most people misunderstand that we're like obsessed with being band kids, but like I feel like it's just like a hobby and like a passion that you develop over time. Like I feel like anyone could be a band kid as long as they practice and have that passion. So I feel like most people think that it's like for the nerdier kids or people like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So now let's go into some performance anxiety, the goals of being a musician, and also the fear of not being good enough. Can you maybe talk about a time you wanted to or you did audition for something like All County or All District? How did it go?
I never auditioned for All County or All District, even though I'm planning on doing it this year, because last year I had a sickness through that time, so I couldn't go out and perform or audition. But I was really excited to do it because I felt like I was ready after the months of preparation.
That sounds good. So what do you think goes through your mind, though, before something like a performance then?
Before a performance, I feel like I'm nervous for the pressure that I'm gonna mess up. But like after all, I'm just like I'm still like beginning my musical career, so like I feel like it's fine if people judge, because like mistakes happen.
Yeah, that's great. So kind of bouncing off of that in a different direction, though. Do you ever feel like sometimes maybe that one mistake could ruin everything?
I mean, one mistake does ruin a lot sometimes in the case of like group performances or like duets, but like sometimes that one mistake can be something that you can learn off of, and everyone makes mistakes sometimes, so it's fine.
Oh, so how do you handle with these mistakes or rejections for auditions and performances? How would you feel when maybe you mess up, and how do you handle with that?
I feel like messing up is part of being a musician or even an artist or anything of that kind. It's just like studies, like for example, math. Like you're gonna make mistakes, but that's what helps you learn. And obviously you're gonna be rejected and cut from performances or recitals, but that's fine.
Yeah, so do you ever feel like you or other people in your band or section compare themselves to each other, and how do you think that affects the band in a positive or negative way?
I feel like we always compare ourselves to each other because like there are better players. Like for example, in my section, I know that I'm not really the strongest player in my section because this wasn't really my original instrument, but I feel like I'm making progress, and it's okay to compare yourself sometimes because it helps you grow. But sometimes it does affect our band negatively, because sometimes other people do make fun of you for like your playing abilities or having to go to the practice room.
Okay, so would you ever say that maybe you felt invisible even when you work hard?
I would say that I've never felt invisible because my band director really has a way of putting all of our instruments together, making sure that no one's left out.
Well, that sounds amazing. So now we're going to try to look into more of the emotional and therapeutic side of music, especially for mental health. So has music ever helped you get better after a bad day?
I would say that music has helped me feel better after a bad day, either at school or just at home, because I feel like you can express yourself, even if it's not through practicing or playing, even if it's just listening. It really just gives you a quiet space to just zone out and do your own thing.
So is there a difference between listening and practicing music and how that affects you?
I feel like there is a difference between practicing and listening, because sometimes practicing has the pressure of not being able to get the piece right, but I feel like listening really teaches you how other musicians play and the different things that you can learn from that.
Yeah, so that's an important point. So do you think that there are some pieces or songs that feel like you really relate to, like they almost get you in a certain way?
I feel like jazz pieces, like it could be any jazz piece, really get me, like the Blue Monk piece by the Thelonious Monk, because it's just really emotional, but it has like different sounds and different like combinations of instruments, so like it really is expressive.
That's good. So do you feel like there's a difference between practicing because you love to practice and practicing because you have to?
Obviously, most of the time that most musicians practice is because we have to practice, because if we stop practicing, we just lose the skills and lose what we've been working on. But other times it could just transform practicing because you have to practicing because you love it. Because like while practicing, you get like experiences and you can really just like learn a lot of stuff from that.
That's good. So since sometimes and a lot of times you have to practice because you have you ever felt burned out from playing or unmotivated?
I feel like all of us have felt unmotivated for anything, but like practicing a lot, like every single day, does get sometimes repetitive. Even though you might understand the pieces or understand what you've been playing, it does get kind of boring sometimes, but you just have to push yourself through it and give yourself more challenging stuff to work through to prevent yourself from feeling burned out.
That's good. So kind of bouncing off of that, What do you do when music feels a lot like pressure rather than the passion that motivated you to first start playing?
I feel like music has never really felt like a pressure to me because I was the one who started my musical career and I was the one who picked it up. Like, no one forced me to, not my parents, not my teachers. It was just something that I wanted to do. So I felt like it was always a passion, but there has been sometimes a little bit of pressure. But, like, I just worked through that by going over the challenges and just, like, making sure that I can better myself.
That's good. So now let's talk a bit more about mental health as a young musician and discuss more about how mental health and music connect. So as a middle schooler, what does mental health mean to you?
As a middle schooler, mental health is something that we've been taught every single day from all of our teachers. It means a lot to us because obviously there's homework, there's stress, there's like pressure, but like at the same time, we know that we should keep our mental health up by giving ourselves like breaks. So I feel like mental health has a lot of value in our lives as middle schoolers.
That's really great to hear. So do you think that students are given the space to talk about performance anxiety and stress in school and in your band?
Always. My band director, after every single performance, even when we're running short on time, he always makes sure to stop us and just give us a little space to talk about what we were feeling before the performance and before the playing really started.
That's good. So if there's certain things that you want to let your teachers or directors know about how hard mental health can feel as a musician, what would it be?
I would say that I wish our directors knew that sometimes, even though we're like trying to play our best, like when they put us on the spot, obviously we mess up because like you get nervous, and I wish like more teachers knew that when they put students on the spot, like we tend to mess up.
Yeah, that's important to realize. So have you ever cried after a recital or at least felt maybe a little disappointed in yourself?
I've never cried after a recital because I feel like every mistake that I did make wasn't as major as I thought it would be because I'm the one who knows the piece the best out of everyone in the crowd. So I know that even a mistake could sound like made up or it could sound like it was part of the performance. But I have felt like I disappointed myself because there was like times when I used to squeak, like as a clarinet, that's a common thing. But like I felt disappointed because of that, but I just moved on from that.
That's good to know. So I guess what advice would you give to maybe another kid who feels overwhelmed by their musical goals, school, and trying to keep their mental health up?
I would just say to that kid that like music is a joy to be able to create or practice because it's not just something everyone can do, but everyone can do it if they work hard. So I feel like I would just say that you should give yourself breaks sometimes, but also not be lazy.
Okay, so I guess let's kind of reflect a little bit more on music as a core part of self-expression, your identity, and building your confidence. So do you ever think that playing bass clarinet is part of your identity now, or even just being a band kid in general?
I feel like playing the bass clarinet in general has kind of changed my identity in school and out of school because in school, most of the band kids are seen as like nerds and stuff, which is okay with me because I don't really care about that. But I feel like it does kind of change your like identity in school and what you're like thought of, like just seeing like carrying around your instrument box like or your case, like people just like make assumptions and stuff. So It's fine though.
Oh, that makes sense. So I guess how has being in music changed how you see yourself, not only others?
I feel like being in music has changed me a lot and how I see myself because being in music really allowed me to level myself out with the amount of things that I take and how I give myself breaks. But I feel like music has always taught me to bring myself out of my comfort zones, even when it's hard. Like, I used to be, like, this really weird kid, but I feel like after I started playing my music, I found other ways to express myself instead of like the weird ways that I used to. So I feel like it's better.
Thank you for that honest insight about your past self. So I guess, have you ever surprised yourself with what you can do musically?
I feel like I've always doubted what I could play because, like, at the beginning, I obviously sucked at playing what I played. But, like, I feel like usually I do surprise myself with what I can play. Like, even if it's, like, the tempo that I play pieces at or just how I play a piece, like, I feel like I'm really proud of what I can do musically.
That's good. So what makes you feel most proud as a musician? And if you could write a letter to your younger self who was just starting music, what would you say?
I feel like something that feels that makes me feel the most proud as being a musician is probably overcoming, like, the challenges that I do, whether it be, like, scales or a hard piece. Like, I feel like just being done with that and just getting over it is really what makes most musicians feel proud. And if I could write a letter to my younger self starting music, I would say that, like, just take it easy. Like, you're gonna learn and it's hard, but just keep going.
That sounds really nice. So if your life as a musician had a soundtrack, what kind of songs or moods would be on it?
I feel like if my life had a soundtrack as being a musician, it would be mostly jazz because that's the music that I'm most interested in. I feel like it would be like chill moods. Like, I don't really like the more poppy songs or like the rock star songs. Like, I don't really like that, but I appreciate those kinds of musics, but I feel like I would just like some chill jazz.
Yeah, that's good. Is there one more specific piece of music that always reminds you of why you play, even when you feel a little down?
One piece of music that reminds me of why I play is one of the starting pieces that I played at my first recital. It was called Long, Long Ago. I did mess up a few times in that piece, but that was one of the that was the first piece that I ever properly played, aside from like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but like that was like the main piece that really started my playing.
Now, that sounds really nice. So I guess, how would you describe what your bass clarinet feels like when you're alone and you're just playing for yourself, not for a recital or an assignment or for anyone else?
I feel like playing for myself when I'm alone with just my bass clarinet and just some music, it feels like there's like no pressure. And even if I make mistakes, like, yeah, I'm going to be kind of hard on myself about that. But overall, it's just really nice to hear, like, the raw part without any pressure or, like, anxiety about playing.
Yeah, that sounds really great. So to wrap this up, if there's one thing people should understand about young musicians and mental health, what would it be?
Something that we should all understand as young musicians is that being a musician is stressful because of the amount of things that you have to learn. Like, even after like 20 years of playing, there's still going to be things that you can learn, that you can always learn. But it's really just a fun thing to do and to always enjoy music, even if it does stress you out sometimes.
Now, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and sharing your experiences with mental health as a middle school musician.
Thanks for having me. This is an audio clip of The Blue Monk, Thelonious Monk, played by me, Unvi Iga. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental On. It can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. And if this episode resonated with you, share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about goal-setting fatigue, burnout, future anxiety, and emotional capacity. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is a DT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.